This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, helping you producers on your farm achieve lubrication domination. Why do we need a timely farm bill? Why is it important to have one passed in a timely manner each year? To clear out the uncertainty, for one thing, I'll talk about it after this. I hear it a lot these days, visiting with farmers. I visit with growers who produce every crop imaginable and from all size farming operations. And one thing I hear from all of you is the increasing pressure you have to find efficiencies in your business wherever and whenever you can. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they can help you by helping you avoid costly breakdowns and helping extend the life of your equipment. With products like Mystic JT8 Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils, Mystic JT6 Grease, Mystic JT5 Universal Trans Hydraulic Fluid, they're bringing you products to help your equipment stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions and to take some of the pressure off your shoulders whenever possible, producers. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to mysticlubes.com. It's spelled M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. Another year with another farm bill expiring, creating a cloud of uncertainty, an even greater cloud than we already have. There are so many things hanging over our agriculture industry right now, and one thing farmers didn't need was that added uncertainty of not getting a timely passage of the farm bill by the end of September. We've seen this movie before, and especially it galls wheat growers who have to seed their crop, a big majority of it, in the fall. The National Association of Wheat Growers made it clear the other day they were disappointed that Congress did not act to reauthorize the farm bill before the September 30th deadline. They pointed out at the wheat growers that the expiration of the old farm bill left farmers with uncertainty moving forward at a time when net farm income is expected to be down 13% this year compared to last year. And the wheat growers were calling on the conferees to try to get in there, negotiate as quickly as possible on a farm bill to provide a strong safety net for growers. Chandler Gould, the chief executive officer of the wheat growers, said farmers are facing historically low prices and a struggling rural economy. And he said the farm bill does provide access to growers to crucial programs that support their operations. And as he pointed out, when the farm bill expired a few weeks ago, winter wheat farmers across the country had already begun seeding next year's crop, and they were having to do so without knowing whether a safety net would be in place or what kind of conservation programs might be available. And with the expiration of the farm bill, the wheat growers pointed out there are a number of immediate implications which could be resolved upon congressional action to reauthorize the farm bill. I'll be back after this.